Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Ruler of My Heart, is entirely about the soul queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas. Irma was born in Louisiana in 1942. As a teenager, she sang with a Baptist church choir, and she auditioned for Specialty Records at the age of 13. By the time she was 19, she was working as a waitress in New Orleans and occasionally singing with bandleader Tommy Wrigley, who helped her land a record deal with the local Ron label. Let's give a listen to her first single, which was released in 1959 and reached number 22 on the Billboard charts. Don't Mess With My Man. Irma then began recording on Minute Label, working with songwriter and producer Alan Toussaint. Here's a song under that partnership and the title track to this episode, Ruler of My Heart.
Patiently, my heart cries out. Hear my cry, please my
released her biggest national hit with Imperial Records, which acquired Minute Records in 1963. Here's Wish Someone Would Care.
Gonna last. Success has come to lots of them, and failure's always there. Time waits for no one, and I wish someone would care. All of your trials. Smiles had a lot of things. The good, the bad, the hurt, all of this goes to.
After releasing songs with Chess Records, she relocated to California and made records on various small labels before returning to Louisiana in the early 1980s to open the Lion's Den Club. After several years of taking a break from recording, she was signed by Rounder Records and in 1991 earned her first Grammy Award. In 1999, she earned her second nomination. Here's a track from that Grammy-nominated album and a duet with Marsha Ball. Sing it.
Made me happy.
In April of 2007, Irma was honored for her contributions to Louisiana music with her induction into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. That same year, she won the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Blues Album for the album After the Rain. Let's give a listen to a selection from that album, In the Middle of It All.
My house is a lonely house, but it once was a happy house, and the two of us, we were so happy, as I recall. But now the rain falls around it, and loneliness surrounds it, and I'm in the middle of it all. Friends look at me and say, I wonder what made the girl that way. The girl doesn't even smile at all. But what my friends would say if their world just came down one day and they were in the middle of it all. I gave that guy all the love that I had to give, and the love that I gave him was really, really around it, but sadness has found it, and I'm in the middle of it all.
Won the Blues Music Award in the Soul Blues Female Artist category in 2013 and 2014. In 2018, she received the Lifetime Achievement Award for a performance at the Americana Music Honors and Awards. Irma is a living legend who I would be honored to meet and work with someday. Here is one of her most recent performances. It's the audio from an audience video taken of her performance at the Jazz and Heritage Festival this year. Love don't change, people do.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode. Now, don't forget to check out Misty Blues in our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here's some upcoming dates which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On January 18th, I was invited to host the Women in Blues Showcase during the International Blues Challenge at Alfred's on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Now we have two upcoming Queens of the Blues shows during Black History Month, February 3rd at the Drake in Amherst, Massachusetts, and February 28th at Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So, once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.